We broadcast live today for Unwrap the Ozarks in Thayer. I'm Harlan Hutchison. My special guest this time is Kristen Newman. You've been hearing us talk on the radio about Newman Farm Heritage Berkshire Pork and the farmer's daughter, and we're going to talk about there's way more involved in this than what I really understood, so who better to flesh this all out than Kristen herself, who sits here to my left, and we thank her for coming over to Community First Banking Company today. A very interesting business, actually a couple of businesses. Tell us a little bit about what you guys provide, Kristen.
So my husband David and I, we own Newman Farm Berkshire Pork, and we're located in Myrtle, Missouri. And during COVID in 2021, we decided to open a retail space that was able to provide our Newman Farm pork products to the community without having to drive 18 miles to Myrtle. And as part of that, David and I firmly believe in supporting local and supporting others as part of our own business. So I've been able to curate a lot of different items and vendors from people who are here locally. And if they're not local, I try to do a small producers as possible. Not a lot of big name brands per se. Some of them that have been some of the most popular is Ozark Mountain Creamery in Mountain Grove, Missouri. I get fresh delivery. It's the milk in the glass bottles. It's a family farm and I get that once a week. I've got Lynn's Country Boutique, Finn and Colt Designs. I just recently started carrying her t-shirts that have all of the local schools, so Couch, Alton, Koshkonong, Thayer, Mammoth Spring, what's going to be some great Christmas items. Milk and Bubble Products, which is produced by 11 Point Prime. I also carry her fresh eggs. So Milk and Bubble is soaps, lotions, bath scrubs, which are great gift items for the holidays. And I'll be starting to carry their beef as well, which is going to be a wonderful addition to the store. One of my favorite stories is the candy, the hard candies that I carry. I've got over 30 different flavors. They are all made with essential oils. So if you eat a lemon drop, you're going to get a lemon flavor and not just a lot of sugar. You'll actually get the flavor as well. The interesting part of the story is I found them. They're based in North Carolina. And on their website, Chez Rose Confections, they said that they have the equipment that was originally used in 1910 in the candy factory that was located in Springfield, Missouri. So though it's not the same owner, the equipment that they use to make their small batch candies is from Springfield, Missouri. And I think that's a really neat item to have. So I'm adding new things all the time, a lot of old school toys for kids that they enjoy coming in. And somebody told me once that their daughter likes to come into the store because it's very peaceful to come in and shop at that store. I really, really enjoy supporting local people. And like I said, we have anything on a pig I can get. So if you want lard to render down, if you need trim for your deer meat, deer season's upon us, I can do that. I also carry a lot of Townsend spices, just about every flavor. If there's one that I don't have, I can certainly get it. So sausage making kits, your basic salt, pepper, garlic, all of their blends and blends that they have. I've got over 43 different seasonings. So there's a little bit of everything. A modern day mercantile is how I would describe myself.
This is great, great information. So you're a supporter of many area people, and it sounds like from the products that you carry, you're talking about high quality, fresh stuff that's going to be better than you're going to get most places, it sounds like.
So we built everything that we do is focused on quality. We raise all of our pigs outdoors. They're pasture raised, antibiotic free. We don't use them for growth promotants. The Berkshire breed is known for the quality. The intermuscular fat that you see, I always tell people, if you try our bacon and our pork chops, it will convert you. Like usually when people, they don't go back once they try those two items. All of the proteins that I have in the store, so I also carry chicken from Buttonwood Farms in California, Missouri. And that's Missouri, not the state. And then I have some bison from Kansas City, and then also some other products. So I'm a mom of two. We've got a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and we're going all the time. So suppers are quick and fast, especially of all the sporting events. So I have several take and bake items. So the most popular one is from Ozark Pizza Company in West Plains on the Square. That was something that we've been friends with Michelle and Jason for a long time, and they use our bacon on their pizzas. And during COVID, they realized that they were able to freeze pizzas and and put them in the oven, and they're delicious. So I said, well, I'll carry them. And that's why I was there this morning picking up my batch of pizzas. So I have the six most popular flavors. You can take and bake, throw those in the freezer. And another vendor I just picked and picked up is Franco's Italian Kitchen in Memphis, Tennessee. We sell a lot of our pork in Memphis. So on Fridays, we deliver the pork and I go and pick up these ready-made meals. So they're handmade pasta dishes with different sauces. There's white sauce, red sauce, cream sauce. And you can have everything from a mozzarella, stuffed shells, raviolis, and they're ready. You just take them home, put them in the oven, and you have a hot, fresh meal, add a salad to it, and you're good to go.
Outstanding. What's your contact information, by the way?
So the easiest, I don't have a website, so the easiest way to find out any announcements that I have is to go on Facebook and search for The Farmer's Daughter 2021, and that'll pull up the correct one. Anything, any changes, any new items. I do Facebook Lives occasionally that talk about the different, the different products that I have in. That would be the best way. And then my phone number to the store, if you had a question, is 417-264-2231.
Outstanding. So it's not just the Newman Farm Heritage Berkshire Pork and the Farmer's Daughter. There's a lot more involved in that. So come and shop with them at 907 Front Street in Thayer. Kristen, thank you very, very much for being on the radio today.
Thank you so much.
We're back with more in just a while. Come and join us at Community First Banking Company in Thayer as we unwrap the Ozarks on the Ozark Radio Network.